Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
It is a sunny Saturday, and we'll get into Tech Talk momentarily. I just want to tell you that we'll keep an eye on the weather through the day today. A little bit later on, we'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. Bobby Nightingale joins from the Star Tribune. We'll talk Twins. Derek Falvey out as president of the club. The Vikings news. Quasi Adolfo Mensa out as general manager. Plus much, much more. And by the way, we've got a brand new feature coming up later on. It is called Read and React. That's kind of the working title. I guess I don't mind it, and maybe we can come up with something better, but we'll tell you more about that later on in the program today. Right now, we want to jump into Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joins us. Doug, how you doing on this final Saturday in January?
Well, I'm staying warm, Steve. It's awful chilly outside, so I've only been out once this morning, so I'm going to stay in the house. This is a great day to work.
Yeah, it has been a chilly, chilly end to January. We had that very mild start, and now it looks like we get some warmer weather, and we're going to get some snow. That's how it goes. But I will say this, and I don't know how you feel about it. It doesn't have anything to do with computers or tech.
That's all right.
Getting through January is kind of a big deal. Short month in February. The days are getting longer, so getting through January is always a good feeling.
Yeah, I think we're going to be on the home stretchers. So this is the time of the year I think people really feel that winter is getting long.
Yeah.
And especially after a cold snap. But usually right after this, we're on the home stretch. We should be seeing warm weather before you know it.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to visit with Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And a friendly reminder that all our programs are available in podcast form, and you can find those at WCCORadio.com. So we invite you to take advantage of that and share those, if you will, as well. Doug, I wanted to start with something, and it doesn't seem as prevalent anymore, and we haven't talked about printers on the program for a while, and we do use our printer at home. I use mine a little bit more as a home printer because I'm doing prep and I'm going out and I'm doing games, high school games, this time of year, boys and girls hockey, boys and girls basketball, and I print out some notes and the rosters and stats and that sort of thing, so I have hard copies when I go in. So I do use it for that hobby that I have, if you will. Mm-hmm. And we talk about all the printers out there and how to keep those things running. They're typically easy to set up on a home Wi-Fi network. That's really never been a problem. The one thing I have noticed, and ever since we switched over to fiber and we had someone put fiber in our neighborhood, and it's a company called Gateway. And there's a number of vendors coming into the Twin Cities and setting up fiber, and neighbors and community neighborhoods or communities all over town. The printer generally will not stay connected to the internet very well. Now, simply, I'm in the habit, when I come down, is power it down and power it back up. It won't stay connected for a long period of time. It'll eventually go to sleep or disconnect or whatever. I don't know what could be going on, but are you familiar with that issue with printers where they'll just kind of disconnect and really the only way to solve it is to fire it up again?
Yeah, here's the thing. If it's asleep and you send it a print, and I don't think that's the problem. I think what the problem is if you can get into your router / modem, whatever's handing out your IP addresses, and make sure that the IP address to that printer is set as static and not dynamic. But I think most of them are doing this automatic.
Yeah.
I would also be interested to see just exactly how many wireless things you've got around your house. And if you can, which I'm sure you can, check to see who's running what channel. And you can download an app on your iPhone, Steve, that it's Network Administrator. I'll send you the link.
Yeah.
And it's free. And it will show you what Wi-Fi is around your house, what the strength, and what channel. Chances are, very common, you could have 10 people around you that are all using channel 9. Well, now it's getting clogged. And it will actually start to create. But if you change it to 2 or 3 or something that's empty, that it'll go. I also know that they will route these channels. I think there's 11 with 2.4 and 11 with 6E as well, and 5 gigahertz as well. Try that. If that doesn't work, then we got to get into the panel and make sure that it isn't completely shutting down after it goes to sleep. There is a setting in some of them that after so long, they'll just shut down. And I'm wondering if maybe you don't have that happening too. So there's like 3 alternatives for you, and I hope that works. And give me a call when you're working.
Yeah, and the printer otherwise works fine, but it's just to the point where if I'm on another device or maybe upstairs and I see something that I want to print out, once again, I don't print everything out, but
sure.
You know, once again, for game prep and that sort of thing, I want to, you know, print out a note or maybe a story I saw or I got an email from a coach or whatever. And it's like, it won't connect. So I got to go down there, power it off,
and
then power it back up. And then it trains right up. I don't need to enter passwords or anything like that. And I've noticed that a little bit with my mom and dad's printer as well. It's another brand. They have Xfinity at home. And every now and then their printer will just kind of disconnect. And then they call me. I'm their tech support.
Of course.
I say, well, just remember, go in there, turn it off, wait a little bit, turn it back on. The old reboot, when in doubt, reboot, and it works for them every time. And I was just kind of curious, you know, if it's something built into the printer itself where it's like after a period of time it just disconnects.
So, well, you know, power-saving techniques and power-saving methods, that's getting to be an issue throughout devices. And I think part of it is everything wants to control everything. I mean, even your processor today, it's increasing in electrical use and increasing in speed and then dropping down, which I think is hard on processors. I try to shut it off as much as I can. But I think it's also communicating with every device in your computer as well through drivers. So it could be just a confusion there as well. But I've got a feeling that your power settings on your printer are set to suspend first for a certain amount of time and then completely shut off.
Yeah.
I don't know if this printer has as Ethernet connect. If you did, it would be real interesting for me to see how that went if you just connected it with Ethernet for a while. If you have the same thing, then we got to get back over to the printer. But Wi-Fi is changing like in light years here. It's just, in fact, I'm going to have to get a new router here real quick.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to spend a lot of money. there's just no reason for it anymore. But it's got to be one that will allow me to put a VPN in the router, and I don't have to use their VPN and connect to their cloud server to configure it. And that's getting rare. Everybody wants you to connect to their servers to configure. I really don't care for that. I just as soon be the Lone Ranger out here in Linden Island. But everybody's doing that. I really don't like that at all.
Yeah, and with this printer and getting to the router, I'd have to run wire, and it's on a different floor in the house.
Yeah,
and
no, yeah,
you know, it's just not ideal. And the signal strength is fine. So I'm going to play around with that a little more, and I'll keep you up to date on that. It is 315, and we want to remind you, your calls, your text, huge part of the program. If you want to visit Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to get in touch. And the number is 651-461-9226. If you call, you'll visit with Lindsey Brown in the studio. If you text, it'll come right to me, and we'll get it on the air. And let's jump into one on right now. And that has to do with what type of printer. And you and I have discussed this, and you don't need to spend a lot of money. There's a lot of good brands. I happen to have a brother. I've had Epsons over the years, HPs. There's Canons. There's a lot of good printers out there. The only thing I would say, generally for home use, an inkjet printer is fine. And when you need to buy ink, buy genuine ink from that manufacturer. That's my thought on printers.
Oh, that's that. Absolutely. If I've learned anything about printers over the years, that's it. But today, it's such a competitive industry. It's not like it used to be. Which printer to buy? Really? And you picked all my favorites, HP, Brother, Canon. You're right there. Epson, it's very difficult. They went through a period where they had to make money, and people got angry about consumables. But then all of a sudden, they woke up and went, well, you know, everybody's got to make a living. And that's a fact. But today, if you're not doing a lot of printing, a bubble jet or an inkjet works just fine. Now, if you're doing a lot of printing, then you should be looking at a laser. I would probably encourage people, if you want a printer that's going to be decent and last you a while, you should think in terms of spending a little over $200 minimum. That's my opinion. And the more you spend, the better quality you get most of the time. But look online, check to see the reviews and how their support is, just in case you need it, setting it up. But once it's configured, it should run and run and run and run. Just keep it clean.
Yeah, and the only other thing I would add, and we'll take a break and we'll come back with more on Tech Talk. If you own a small business, have a small business, and then once that business grows, it goes without saying. But instead of trying to manage printers and buy ink or toner and maintain, I would seriously get in touch with a local printer company, copier company. There's a lot of good ones here in the metro area, and you know, think about leasing an equipment, a network printer, where they not only provide service, but they will send you toner or ink or whatever for the machine, whatever fits your needs. And then when you're having a print quality problem, you don't have downtime, you're not fooling around, and you can call in a service person and they'll get you up and running right away, because it gets back in my opinion, if that's not your business, you know, maybe you spend a few bucks on someone who will just keep that printer, particularly a big network printer, up and running efficiently. It is 3:19. A quick break. We'll come back. More Tech Talk on this Saturday, final Saturday in January already. And our number again, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. We'll talk Windows. Get an update on Windows 10, the update to Windows 11. Get Doug's thoughts on that here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech Talk continues on this Saturday. The number is 651-461-9226. If you want to send Doug a text or a call to program. Speaking of that, we have Mark in Farmington. Mark, you're on the air with Doug.
Hi, Doug. I have some questions on a printer.
Okay.
Another printer, and it thank you. It connects to the internet, but I hit print, and it keeps saying failed to print. And then I power off the printer, I restart the computer, still doesn't want to connect. So then I delete the Wi-Fi out of it, and then I put the password back in, and then it wants to print again. But it keeps wanting to do this.
Are you sending all your print through the internet back to your computer? That's what it sounds like. Your internet provider Wi-Fi will stop that. Oh, well, if you're just within your local area network, that's not, I think, are you the only one using this printer or somebody else connected to it from time to time?
I am the only one using it.
Well, then I'd be getting into that router and I'd make sure that that you got it set static so it keeps that IP address. If it changes the IP address, it can't talk to your network. That's probably what's going on. That's the majority of issues with all printers that just seem to disconnect. If you don't print with them right away, your dynamic host configuration protocol server will give that IP address to a different device. And sometimes you don't even have to add devices, then it just starts rearranging devices. And I noticed now Xfinity, at night, about once a week, and there's no given when they're going to do this, they'll like completely recycle their whole system and takes about 15 minutes. When it comes up, everything gets a new IP address sometimes, and that's not good either. So it might not be anything you're doing wrong, but it would be nice to know what was going on. But I can almost guarantee it's something to do with your IP addressing. Bet money. If you have trouble with that, give me a call next week, and we'll see if we can't get you handled. But that should do it.
Yeah, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Ideally, in my opinion, if you have a desktop and a printer nearby, you know, having it hardwired is the way to go, even if it's just a USB connection to me. And once again, it could be, I'm just thinking it's router related, that the router just, it hasn't been used for a while and it shuts it off. You know what I'm saying? Where it just kind of ignores it. And
That's exactly it. And it'll hand out the IP to a different device.
Yep.
And these routers now, they actually have a function. Almost all of them have a function to where they will reboot on their own at a specific time interval. And that just keeps everything fresh. But I really think that I wish these router companies would say, this is what's set, and for the first month that it's connected, it sends a notice over to the devices, let you know that, you know, we're going to give you a whole fresh IP system. Get people thinking about it, and they would do away with most of this. But I certainly agree with your thought, Steve. It was a one-man office. The printer sits next to him. Cable it. Use a USB port. Use the Ethernet. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
Doug, let's get into the whole Windows 10, Windows 11. We went through a lot in the fall. It's been a few months. Some people, and I know some people that gave Microsoft some money to continue to get their security updates. I'm sure others have just kind of let it roll. Any news on that front? You're certainly welcome to update to Windows 11 if your computer is capable of updating to Windows 11. But what's the latest? What have you heard? What are you seeing?
Well, you know, the rumor mill is just cranking. Yeah. But there's a lot of truth going on, too. If you're running Windows 10, the last thing I would suggest is that you update to Windows 11.
Wow.
It's just one fiasco after another. Now, the first update in January just shut down all kinds of systems inside everybody's computer. And there are people, laptops, saying they ruined my laptop. I think I have trouble buying that. But when you will continuously screw up your boot, and now people are complaining because Windows 11, they can't find the privacy settings. They're just gone. What? And I have a prediction, Steve, and we'll see if this comes true. I think within 10 to 15 years, there will be no Microsoft Windows. They're going to move to other products. They're going to move to Azure and Copilot and all kinds of fun. You watch and see. I think this particular fiasco has gotten so bad that, and it's ugly. It's every week. They broke Notepad, for goodness sake. Windows Explorer quit running a couple of days after they fixed the update. They fixed something and three more things get broken. Microsoft themselves has admitted that everything substantial in Windows 11 is broken. How can a company say a thing like that? Some people actually believe that the reason they're doing this is because they want people to pay them for the Windows 10 and stay on 10. I don't know if they would gamble with their reputation to get that done. I don't know. I would have never expected this. Never. But I couldn't, in any good faith at all, recommend anybody moving to Windows 11. I've had a tremendous amount of calls on how do I get Linux going, and people are jumping to Linux. It's increasing by the minute, and they're sometimes some people are having a little bit of problem, but once they get it up and running, oh boy, I think they're in for a big surprise on how simple it really is. All the same, I mean, when you think about it, Mac, Linux, Windows, it's kind of like a Chevy and a Ford. They both got steering wheels, they both got brake pedals, they both got gas pedals and some place to sit and seatbelts. You got to kind of think of your computer that same way. We have a desktop, we have icons, we have a mouse, we have launchers or shortcuts, whatever you want to call them, and the directory structure is the same. There's really not that much difference, to be honest. It's not like learning a different language. It's just small little things that you just got to reorient your human habit. But I would, I just couldn't in good faith tell anybody, yeah, you better update to Windows 11.
Well,
oh, no.
I think early on, and you go back to the early PCs and so on and so forth, it was pretty clear that, you know, every year or every 18 months, it was kind of like, you know, these operating systems and the capabilities of the operating systems and the computers, you would need to get a new computer. Now I think the public gets more and more frustrated with the fact that it's kind of planned obsolescence and that these machines age out. You know, at what point in time, and I think this is valid, and this goes back to the whole Chromebook model, and I know over time Chromebooks they get outdated, they're no longer, you can't update them and so on and so forth. Nothing lasts forever. But right. In that model, it's pretty straightforward. I've got a couple of old Chromebooks around here. You can still fire them up and still get online and do stuff. I had $200 into it to begin with, and they still work. Yeah. I haven't had to do anything, and yeah. I can still get online and do what I need to do, and I don't have a lot of fooling around, or I don't have to pay somebody extra money. And And that, to me, is what's kind of frustrating about this model. Are we getting to the point where people have had it? It's too complicated. Why do I need to update? Why do I need to get a new machine? This is fine. It's running fine. I should be able to get online and be able to update my browsers and continue to operate. Period.
That's correct. I think you hit the nail on the head. Now, as far as planned obsolescence, it's a complex issue.
Yeah.
You know, solid-state circuitry is going to last forever, and we can't have that either. However, I think, to be fair with the American consumer, tell you, you got 5 years, you got 6 years. Personally, I'd like them to stamp them with 10 years. If you got 10 years out of a computer, you're going to be a happy camper. And you're going to be prepared at the end of that decade. You got plenty of time. You're going to be prepared. Do some shopping 3, 4, 5 months prior to the date or whatever. And you're going to have something all bought. And your data is going to be safe because you're moving it over to the other one, getting all your cloud accounts set up. Of course, they should be automatic. I think what's going to save the industry, truly, is web-based. See, if you've got a business and you're selling something like QuickBooks now, you get QuickBooks online, it doesn't care what you have for a Mac, Linux, it doesn't matter because you're going through the browser. Now, it's critical that browsers are secure and safe. That's a critical issue. And that is getting actually to be more difficult, but it's the bigger companies that are creating it. Like, Google's actually kind of squeezing everybody a little bit too hard, I think, at this point. But because of their size, it's just a matter of time. The government's going to get a hold of it, and they're going to say, listen, you can't do that. That's against trade laws, and they're going to smack them with a big fine, and they'll clean up again for another year or so. Watch and see.
Yeah.
I am predicting that Microsoft, within a decade to a decade and a half, there will be no more Windows. It's just an off-the-cuff prediction that I really – it's like the writing's on the wall. The people don't want you or Microsoft to be – so much in their business, and Microsoft is in your business. Any way you cut it. We'll shut down Copilot. We'll turn it back on. And they're pushing AI to the point, we'll experience the power. Well, you know, people just want to see Windows run first. Then we get fancy later. Yeah, there's common sense behind the general public's animosity, should I say. But I've never seen this much, anger and darkness towards Microsoft. This is... It's getting bad. It really is.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. More Tech Talk with Doug. And our number is always 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Call or text, and we're on the air through 4 o'clock today. We'll have all the news and weather at 4. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. Jez Myers will join us. We'll talk Wild. They play the Oilers coming up quickly on the Olympic break. PWHL, the Frost, they're already on their Olympic break. We'll get into all of that later on here at News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history. a 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tech Talk. Doug Swindehart joining us on the program. If you want to send a text, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Doug, we haven't talked about this in a while, and I did want to bring it up. And it has to do if you have old equipment laying around. And it's not spring yet, but I've done a little spring cleaning. And I have some older equipment. And as a matter of fact, I have a Chromebook, my original Chromebook, and it is time to recycle it. And we talk about this all the time. And folks can go online and you can restore it to a factory and so on and so forth. I think when most people are ready to recycle or give away or donate electronics, particularly anything with a storage device, hard drive, etc., they want to make sure that their info is off. What is the best way to do it? A, if you're going to donate, and then B, if you're just going to straight up recycle. It's time, it's not, you can't update it, it's clearly broken. What do you do to make sure that it's wiped, if you will?
Yeah, well, if you don't want to keep the hard drives, you're going to want to jump online and just put in hard drive wipe, W-I-P-E, and it'll come up with five or six free ones, but you're looking for something that will overwrite the data, and it's going to take a while, 3 to 5 times. That's actually a government standard. It just puts zeros and ones across the whole disk.
Wow.
But I think this, if you're going to take it to a recycle center, unless you're going to like a Dakota one or one of the city ones, if you take it downtown Minneapolis or somewhere, almost all of them will set it on the desk and they've got quick wipes and they'll certify that your data is going to be completely gone. If you want to wait, you can wait. You can come back the next day, whatever, check it. But if you're going to recycle it as well, pull the hard drive out. Now it doesn't take any time at all and your data stays with you. If you're going to use it someday, you can buy an external hard drive case, anywhere from $15 to $30 usually, and plug it in there and plug it into a USB port. Now you have access to all that data. You know, there's several things that you can do. Or you can just do what the old guys used to do. They just take a drill and just drill a hole through it. It's done. Hammers I wouldn't recommend because it's going to take you a lot of effort.
And you could get fragments, shrapnel. When you take a hammer to anything, not a huge fan of that. The drill is very effective. I do like that idea with a laptop or a desktop, and it's time or it's sitting around in a corner. Yeah, pull that hard drive out, and you're right, an external case. No harm in hanging on to that. But there are a lot of people in this space in town. A lot of nonprofits do it. There are for-profit companies that will even come out and pick it up if you have a small business or a business situation. They have drop-off sites as well. And part of the deal is they will certify that we are going to wipe this, particularly if you're donating it for resale. It is in their best interest to make sure that machine is clean before they resell.
Right. We've got Repowered.
There's a lot.
They've been around many, many years. But Minneapolis has a one, and it's called Free Geek. F-R-E-E-G-E-K, Twin Cities. Free Geek, and it's right in Minneapolis. Easy to get to right off Hiawatha. They'll take practically anything. I don't know if they'll come out and pick up like Repowered does. Repowered's got it right down to a science. And I think it's going to continue. Now, and at all costs, worst case scenario, you don't remember, call your county. Get a hold of it, jump online. You will be amazed at the resources that are available for us to take care of our old equipment. Recycling is extremely important, and it's going to become more important. We all have to do our part. but the Minnesota Pollution Control. There's just a ton of resources. And they'll tell you the closest place if you got to pay a little bit or if you don't have to pay a little bit. But check it out and do it right. You are right. I liked what you mentioned about springtime, how the cities and the counties say, okay, it's time to bring your stuff in. They'll generally take more stuff for less money than you can ever get rid of. You might have to wait in line 15, 20 minutes, but they even run pretty fast. So, yeah, take good care of Mother Earth. That should be the priority.
Yeah, it doesn't go in the garbage.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't. And there is a market for this. They do want the stuff. And it all depends on what you want to do. If you want to donate, a lot of these nonprofits around town will take it, will give you that certificate. They will make sure that it is clean, and then they can support their cause, if you will. But depending on the county you live in, the city you live in, they certainly have programs to get rid of this stuff. And by the way, if you want to visit with Doug, 651-461-9226, you can call or text the program today. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back here on News Talk 830-WCCO. I never comb my hair before I go on the air. I don't know about you, Doug, but I don't do that
either.
Yeah, that's the beauty of radio.
Yeah,
I just throw on a baseball cap and I'm good to go.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Like the beauty of radio, no makeup needed. it can actually come in here. I will admit this right now, folks. I have filled in for Corzo on a Sunday in my pajamas.
Well, yeah.
I've done the show in my pajamas, which is just really shorts and a comfortable T-shirt. I don't know, formal pajamas like they did in 50s sitcoms, but anyway.
It's pretty easy to fall in that pattern when you're working out of your house.
Yeah.
I've been busy, and I've got another shower, put the bathrobe back on, go to work. Yeah, no, it's not not a good habit to get into, but it really is an easy one to fall into. For sure, for sure.
Yeah, Doug, we got one here, and we haven't asked this in a while, and it is valid. If you were going to go out and buy a new computer today, what would it be? What would the operating system be? And let's say you want to get something really nice for under a grand. Now, I know you can go out and get a gigantic MacBook Pro, and, you know, there's a lot of HP and Dell machines where you can really break the bank. If you're going to go out and buy a computer today for under $1,000, what would it be?
Oh, I tell you to just go on Amazon and check out the minis. You get you a 6-inch by 6-inch by inch and a half tall computer. Honest. $300-$400, you're going to own the world. Yeah, you know, they have 16 gigs of RAM, AMD processors, and they're AMD 7, 8, and 9s. I mean, this is not messing around equipment. They're quiet. They're just snappy. You know, put more money in the monitor is what I'd tell you. You could easily get a top-shelf computer for $400, and I'm talking your own world here, and then pick up a big monitor. Get yourself a 32-inch monitor for $300-$400. Get cream of the crop wired keyboard and wireless mouse. You're good to go. I love these little computers. Most of them have passive cooling, so they're not going to overheat. And if there's no fan, well, they're quiet as a mouse then. And a lot of them, you can actually bolt right on the back of your monitor. I kind of like mine underneath, so I have access to the USB ports. But they are just tremendous machines. And I'm fairly certain you can buy them bare. Operating systems, first thing I'd do is I'd put on Linux, and I would also put in VirtualBox in Linux, and I would set up at least one copy of Windows, probably 10 and 11, and I might even go with Windows 7 just in case I run into somebody that's still got it. But that's in a virtual environment. If it crashes or you get a virus or you get malware, you just take the original image that you built and just copy right over the top of it. Minutes, you're back in business. That's the only way I could deal with Windows at this point. Choice of Linux would be yours, but that would be your main driver. And that would give you a chance to play with Windows, play with Linux, get used to jumping back and forth, because it won't take you long. And you'll have a right down pat. You will be glad you did. That'd be my advice. Yeah, you could just rock and roll. And Amazon, say you get it home. You've had it now for a couple days. It's just not working out. Take it back. Exchange it for a different one.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's going to get any better.
Yeah, for under $1,000, I would lean if I knew it was going to sit, say for instance in the home office, and I've got a couple of monitors laying around that are decent. I'd probably go a refurb Mac Mini.
That
I'm just saying what I would do.
Oh,
and then if I needed
machines.
Something portable, for me, Mac refurbs right now, factory yeah. Mac refurb, you go to Apple and get a MacBook Air, it's a lot of computer. And
yeah.
they generally have very good monitors.
Yeah. Now, be aware with Apple, if you get into an M4 chip or an M5 chip, where if you're going to buy an Apple, that's what you're going to want to do.
Yep.
That software is specific. I mean, it's really, they got it nailed down. I can't put that software on a Linux machine or a Windows machine. It's their operating system. It's 100% total proprietary. There's good and bad both in that. But as long as you're aware.
Oh, Doug, you there?
About M4s or M5s. Not one. They've just been a tremendous machine. And I think they're going to get to be a better value here, too. Apple's gone through some serious, reputation questioning. Well, are you going to burst? What's going on here? So yeah, I think you're going to see some really hard focus on laptops and notepads and the iBooks. And you're going to see, I think, a different Apple in the next 24 months.
Yeah, and certainly I think when companies get that large, whatever it is, whether they're on the software side, we've talked a lot about Microsoft, or you've got Google, and certainly they're branching out into hardware as well and have a lot of hardware available. There is a tremendous amount of pressure to constantly innovate the newest, the latest, the greatest, etc., and that becomes challenging. And I believe those big companies are vulnerable to newer competitors in the space and a new way of thinking about it.
No question. And, you know, your smaller businesses, but they're light, they're nimble, they can make decisions and change on a dime. Big corporations can't do that. They don't have that freedom. But I actually think that's kind of the sign of the times, too. They want the size to have the power, but inside the workings, it just turns into this great, big, huge machine that you just can't hardly move.
Yeah.
You can't have anything specific and that kind of stuff. So I agree with you 100%.
All right. I want to jump in. Before we run out of time, Lindsay, you had a caller that wanted to get something on the air.
Yes, Colette called in and is looking for a recommendation, Doug, for someone that's looking for an iPad who has low vision.
Oh, they've done all kinds of stuff at Apple for low vision, no question. I would have to do a little research, but have her give me a call, and I'll grab her phone line, and we'll take care of that. I set up for a guy that had like 10% of his vision and happier than he's ever been. I can't recall what I did. Was it like 12 or 15 years ago? But Apple's big on that for people with handicap. Oh, goodness, yes.
Yeah.
There's lots of stuff there.
Yeah, and my wife works for a local school district in special ed technology. And it is amazing, the devices, the software that are out there, and they operate with iPads, Chromebooks, laptops, etc. There is an amazing amount of technology, and it's coming online rapidly that can help people that have sight difficulties, hearing difficulties, etc.
No question.
It is just tremendous. It continues to grow by leaps and bounds.
The one thing I do remember, Steve, that's good, is computersfortheblind.org. Start there.
All right. And on that note, we're going to wrap up the show today, Doug. By the way, if people want to reach out to you during the week, how do they do it? Phone number, email, etc.
Thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve, and have a good weekend and stay warm.
There he is, Doug Swindehart. It is Tech Talk, and we're on the air each and every Saturday between 3 and 4 o'clock. Coming up following the news and weather at 4, we'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. Jess Myers will join from the Pioneer Press. We'll talk Wild hockey. They have a big one tonight with the Oilers in Edmonton. Talented club that's playing better, and that is a late start. Timberwolves, they're in Memphis for not one but two games tonight. And again, on Monday night, so we'll talk Timberwolves a little bit later on in the program. A little bit of tennis today, one of the Grand Slams. The Australian Open winding down this weekend, down under. Speaking of down under, Lindsey Brown's headed that way.
Could I?
But you're going to miss the Australian Open. You didn't plan
I know.
This
for... We did not plan this correctly because it is my goal to get to all four Grand Slams at some point. Oh, so yeah, I guess this isn't my last trip to Australia.
Yeah, you're going to get there again at some point. You know, it's one of those, I don't know if I'm going to make that journey. I just don't know if I can be on a plane that long. I flew to Anchorage once and
that was hard.
That was like 6 hours up to Anchorage. I hated it.
Oh.
So, I don't know if I could do it. I'm not sure about that. All right, we got to run. We have the news, the weather. Steve Carney all coming up here on CCO.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.